Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is Tobias Trevelyan, and you're hearing me on Stardust Radio.
This is Jean-Paul Lavoisier, and you're listening to Stardust Radio. Tune in, it's a blast.
Hi, this is John Brotherson. You're listening to Stardust Radio. Have a wonderful night.
Hey, hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to another edition of Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is Friday, August 29th, 2008, and as you already probably know, I'm your host, Joanne. You guys should know the drill by now. Log into the chat room, participate, and definitely, definitely call in 347-945-5423. September 1st will mark Stardust Radio's six-month anniversary of being on the air, and I hope you all come and join in on the show. I have a special guest from All My Children joining me, and that would be Mr. Michael E. Knight, who plays the one and only Tad Martin. So it should be a really, really fun show. Check the website for details, stardustradio.com. While you're there, sign up for the email alerts, okay? All right, well, I am extremely excited about tonight's guest because he is probably, I think, one of the very first actors I ever met in daytime quite a few years ago at a Fun in the Sun down in Miami Beach. And I've definitely been a fan of his for a long time. He's a fantastic actor, never ceases to amaze me, has been on One Life to Live for more than 10 years, and he's such a huge, huge fan favorite of the show. Some may even call him a vet at this point. And it is my pleasure to welcome Mr. Kumar De Los Reyes to the show.
Hey there.
Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, that's not Kumar, so let's hold on. Look at that big intro, and he is not there. Gosh, don't I can't stand that. Give him a few minutes, he'll be calling in. And let's see. Let me see who I got on the phone here. Area code 815, who do I got?
Hello?
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
We're just waiting for Kumar to call in, so just hang on, okay?
Okay.
Tony, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Joanne. How are you? Good evening, everybody out there. How's everybody tonight?
Oh, gosh, it's a fantastic day, isn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was, in Chicago especially, too.
Well, you know, the weather wasn't so great over here, I have to say that, but it's just very rainy and pretty nasty most of the day, but we have a great, great guest coming on.
Supposed to be coming on, yeah. Kumar De Los Reyes, he's supposed to be on tonight.
Yes, he is. And what about Monday, Tony?
Michael E. Knight, Tad Martin.
Can you believe that?
And you celebrate your six-month anniversary on the air?
That's right.
Remarkable. That's remarkable.
That's right.
That's great.
I'm telling you, I'm excited, very excited. There's been almost 60 shows,
mm-hmm.
And I think on Tuesday and Wednesday I'm going to be re-airing David Fumero's show as an encore, and also I think Wednesday will be Megan Ward. Waiting for some people to get back to me on dates and stuff because of the holiday. So I'm going to play some other shows that we've already done and let some people listen in on those just in case they didn't. So
yeah, that's a good idea. But I did read the schedule that you're going to have a couple of more guests in, one guest in particular, besides Michael E. Knight on Monday. I'm looking forward to September 12th because you got the two stars on the new show on a new internet show called Cooking You Get Lucky, and that's Eden Regal and Bob Kenny.
That's right.
And two people I had a pleasure to talk to over on our friends Nabel and Matthew's show, Buzzworthy Radio.
Say that again?
I got to talk to Eden and Bob both over at Buzzworthy Radio.
Okay.
And I know those guys pretty. I know those two pretty well. And it's going to be a pleasure to talk to them on this show, talking about this new cookie show they have. I had a chance to preview it, and it sounds like it's pretty good. It sounds going to be a good one.
is. I know. It does look pretty good. It does. It's called Cooking to Get Lucky.
Get Lucky. Yes, that's what it is. Cooking to Get Lucky. To help those people, help those guys, especially guys and girls, single guys and single gals, help them prepare some gourmet meals to get the ones they love.
Right.
To get the ones to fall in love with them, or the ones that or get a relationship going, whatever.
Exactly.
Whatever it is. Believe that's something I might need.
Don't say that, Tony. Don't say that. It should be interesting, though. So, that'll be really good. And Robin Sidney, who is a regular on a Nickelodeon show called Drake and Josh, and she will be also in the upcoming Jonas Brothers 3D movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't mention Robin Sidney without mentioning the Jonas Brothers. I mean, the Jonas Brothers are like all world these days, you know.
They are. I know. They really, really are. So, all right, Tony, why don't you do your little thing and get us caught up on One Life to Live?
Okay.
Make a phone call, okay?
Okay. Well,
okay.
Let's see what I can start. Let's see. Let's start first of all with the situation with, obviously, let's start with Tess. Tess is the, Tess, of course, wants to plan to put Natalie in a box. Now, while she's doing that, Jared's on his way to do something, of course, for Clint and try to find the relative of Langston and try to put some leverage against Dorian to try to get Bee back from her. But, of course, Natalie was against it at first because she didn't want Jared to, do something dirty to get back, to get back in good graces with the family. So they went at it like cats and dogs and blah, 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 blah. But eventually Jessica convinced Natalie that Jared taking a trip would be the best thing for the family, and especially the family in general. So eventually Natalie gave in and said, okay. She didn't like it at the trip, but it didn't hit the airport. Then later at the airport, she had to think about it and eventually came at the airport and talked to him again. And eventually she said, okay, you can go on this trip, but basically told him to be careful and not do anything stupid. So that's pretty much it. Meanwhile, Tess is back to her plan with that electrician in town, and Tina's nosing around, seeing him in there, knowing what Tess is up to about that in the basement, in the secret room, whatever. And, of course, she keeps confronting her about it. Of course, Tess keeps denying and telling her, none of your business, Tina. Keith, stay out of it. But no, Tina, in the back of her own mind, knows exactly what's going on. She knows as much Tess, knows what she's up to. Well, she doesn't know it. She still knows it's Jessica, but we all know Tess. We all know it's Tess. But she knows it's Jessica, and she says it's not like Jessica that this is by her behavior, blah, blah, blah. So, obviously, she's going to try and go and investigate, see what's up. So, that situation is going to be pretty rough. That situation is going to be pretty volatile in the next week, for sure. So that's something to close on. Now, as for Todd, let's get into the Todd situation. He went to court today trying to get his son back. Of course, he acted a fool, of course, as usual. And the judge said, you're not fit to raise a son. He's fine where he's at with Blair and Mrs. Kramer, which is Blair and Dorian's place. He's being loved, being taken care of, everything. And Todd wants to have him for himself. Of course, he's no Todd. He's Honey Marty right now, so he wants to have his son back for that. But the judge saw right through it, said you are nothing but no remorse of any. You show no remorse for nothing. So you should not be fit to raise a parent right now, and that's what it is. You need to clean up your act. You need to take care of your blah, blah, blah. Remember, he violated a restraining order, and he also did not take the driver ed, classes that he had by not having the car seat in the car. Of course, Todd stated, he keeps claiming that he had the car seat in the car, but come on, who is he trying to fool? Okay, he was busted. He's still trying to get away with it. So, whatever. Anyway, the judge, of course, and eventually the judge kept custody with Sam with Blair. Of course, Todd had to usually bet a bitch and whine as usual. Hey, you're taking everything I want? You took everything I want? Oh, come on. You did this to yourself. And Blair said, oh, come on. You hurt everybody. You could hurt. I mean, and you the victim of the whole thing? Please. You need to clean up your act, Todd.
And that's basically what he needs to do. But you know, Todd, he don't care. He just wants it. He just thinks that he's right all the time, and the rest of the world is a bunch of liars. Whatever. I say whatever to him. But anyway, he still has Marty hooked up, and John's still convinced that Marty is there, convinced that he has woman there. But he's not sure. He's sure it's Marty or some woman that he claims. But he's not sure it's Marty, but he knows that somebody's hiding, okay? So anyway, he told Bo, which by the way, Bo is back as commissioner. As you don't know by now, he's back as police commissioner. And John told him about Justice's involvement with Todd trying to cover up something for him, trying to cover up the fact that he has, you know, Marty in the place. Because, of course, he doesn't know it's Marty in there. So he wants to make sure that Bo wanted to make sure that Jessica does not get herself, you know, in trouble. But John said, we have to play everything by the book. But we got to try to prove this guy, Lambs USSD, and also that corrupt mayor, Lowell, that he has something involved with. And he wants to keep it clean, so he wants to do everything by the book and make sure he doesn't want to get Jessica involved. So Bo's going to try the best he can not to put Jessica in the middle of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know she's not Jessica. But he is aware, that she's back to test now. Right. He's been gone for a while. So he's unaware of that. So, and we're coming back. Now, I talked about Jared earlier going to Columbia, try to find Langston's parents. Now, Joanne had a little conversation with Langston today about it, and Langston mentioned that she had some a family in Columbia, which is the Mantes. Now, you know where I'm leaning with this. If you all know by now, A. Martinez is coming on the show pretty soon to play a character named Ray Mantes, which is her uncle. Now, at first, her parents said that when she was alive, her parents were only child. And of course, she was an only child, and her parents told her when she was young, her family other side was dead. But obviously, what Manasatia told Langston that she was not alone. That means she had extra family alive, which is the Montez. So, towards the end of the show, she went and searched online to try to find the family. Of course, we don't know what the result is, but I pretty much know what she's going to find. It's pretty good. It's going to be pretty good. So we'll just have to stay tuned on that situation pretty soon. And that's pretty much it for today. And there's a lot of other things to come up next week, too. They're probably the return home of the Mendoza gang. We're talking about Sarah and Antonio Sarah and Christian. Of course, Antonio and Talia, they should be on their way back home because Tolo and Mr. Jonas have both been neutralized pretty much because they can't get out of the schedule. They were caught in bed the other day. Remember, if you have watched the show, they set them up to put them in bed together thinking they were a gang.
Dish Radio.
And the next thing you know,
isn't calling yet.
And just keep it real smooth.
Well, it's 347.
And just keeping it real. So they're glad to be back home. And it's going to be pretty. So that's something to watch next week. And, of course, with Jared out of town next week, Tessa's going to go over the plan to neutralize Natalie. So those are two things you've got to look for next week. So it's going to be a pretty good week coming up. It's going to be a short week, but it's going to be a week anyway. And by the way, Monday's show is going to be a repeat of day two of the 40th anniversary episode. So if you haven't watched it the first time, you'll get a chance to see it again.
Oh, good, good. All right. Well, let me just get back to this real quick. Our guest tonight, the fabulous Kamar De Los Reyes, I believe he's on the phone, and he missed his wonderful intro.
And I'm so sorry I'm late.
Oh, my
God, Kamar,
that's
okay. Hey, Kamar, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm
good. I'm fantastic. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get into a little safe area here.
Take
one second. Okay. All right. How you guys doing?
Oh, my gosh. We're fantastic now that you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, definitely. I really appreciate you taking the time out to come on.
Well, it's obviously my pleasure. My pleasure. It's been a while, and I know we've been trying to do this for a while now, and haven't been able to make it happen. So now we're doing it.
Oh yeah.
I'm underneath a train. I'm trying to get out from underneath this train track, so you guys have to excuse me. New York City.
Love it, right? You gotta love it.
This is crazy. All right. So how many people we got here?
Oh gosh, we got quite a few in this chat room waiting to talk to you.
Oh yeah. Course,
you know me, and then I have another guest on the phone named Tony. So say hi to Tony.
Cool, Tony. What's going on?
How's everything? Go fine. Kamara, how about you, my friend?
I'm good, man. The Yankees just won. I couldn't be better.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, the Yankee
well,
fan, no doubt.
I wanted to tell you that you, number one, let's congratulate Kamara on the receiving the Alpha Award.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a very good reward, a very prestigious award for Latin actors, and that's you and David share that award, am I right?
David and I were both nominated for the award. That's correct, and along with Maurice Bernard and a couple other people. But it's my first time actually winning the award, and it was an honor, and I'm extremely flattered, and actually caught me by surprise. So it was good all the way around.
Well, it's
great.
well deserved. So we congratulate you.
Indeed.
All right. Well, let's start with a little bit about you. You're native of Puerto Rico. And
basically
grew up in Vegas.
Yep.
You come from an incredibly musically talented family, from your dad, your brothers, and of course yourself.
Yeah, my father and my brothers are the true musicians in the family, and I like to say I dabble in music. I grew up playing music, and then I stopped playing at a very young age. So, and then pursued acting, but. My dad and my brothers are accomplished musicians and pretty incredible people.
Right. Well, you jam on them bongos too there, I mean,
well,
you're a dancer.
Like I said, I dabble, I have fun.
Yeah, well, you're great at it, and you do the dancing also, which is always a joy to watch, I have to say.
Well, thank you. I do enjoy dancing. Dancing is one of the things I did study, and whenever I get a chance, it's always fun to do.
Right. So, as I said earlier in the intro, you were one of the first soap actors, or daytime actors, I should say, that I ever met. My best friend and I met you down at Miami Beach at a Fun in the Sun.
I remember.
Yes, so.
I remember.
Yeah,
that was a fun time. That was a good time.
It was nice when they used to do that. It was nice and intimate and, no crazy crowds. It was just really nice playing volleyball on the beach.
Yeah,
fun. With some drinks.
Yeah, the Fun in the Suns were a lot of fun. That was a good idea. It was short-lived, but it was fun while it did.
Right. Okay, well, let's tell everybody a little bit how you got into the acting.
How did I get into the acting? Well, I started, like I was saying earlier, I started out playing music, and then eventually from the music I segued into dance and singing and then musical theater, and from musical theater into acting. And just acting, television acting, in other words.
Right.
And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I've worked in about just about every facet of the business, in every medium, so to say. I've done everything from film to television, daytime. The only thing I haven't done is sitcom.
Ah, okay.
And that's been by choice, because I'm just really not funny.
Oh, come on. You're all right. I've sat with you. You're naturally funny, so it wouldn't be an issue, I'm sure. You'd be a welcome addition to some comedy. com.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, no, let's be honest here. I'm just not funny.
No,
I'm kidding.
Oh, come on. Well, you know what? Come on. Not for nothing. You don't have to be funny with the way that you look, okay? Let's just put it out there.
Oh, all right, all right. Well, thank you for that.
You don't
have
to be funny, okay? You don't have to.
But yeah, you haven't seen me in the morning.
Oh,
you don't have to. You don't have to wake up next to me. But I appreciate the compliment.
Oh, you're welcome. Well,
yeah,
okay,
Sherry gets that. Sherry gets the honors there, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, before we get over to the phones and stuff, I wanted to touch on something that's very near and dear to your heart and let everybody else have an opportunity to hear a little bit about it. You and your lovely wife, Sherry, are extremely active in the Gabriel Project. And for those of the listeners who do not know what it is, let me just say, it was founded by a sixth grade teacher, Mark J. Melamed, right?
Melamed,
sorry.
That's
in 1990. And the objective of the nonprofit organization is to provide life-saving heart surgery to a child from an area where such surgery is not available. So besides holding fundraising events and to raise awareness and money for the organization, tell everybody how else you're involved with the project, because you do travel to other countries, right?
Well, yeah, and lately, of late, we've done more than just bring children that need heart surgery. We've brought children that also need back surgery. This year we brought a young lady that needed a new eye prosthesis, a new arm prosthesis, a leg prosthesis. Last year we brought over a young lady from Ukraine that suffered from severe scoliosis.
Mm-hmm.
We also brought over a young lady from the Dominican Republic who suffered third-degree burns on her whole left side of her body, so she had to have plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So we help out in any way we can. And basically, I've become somewhat of the voice of the Gabriel Project, spokesperson for the Gabriel Project. Because the true hero, and like I've always said, you know, the hero in this whole thing is Mark Melamed and those children that he involves on a yearly basis.
Right.
I just happen to be the, for lack of a better word, the celebrity that's attached to the project. And I try to bring it, and I try with a little bit of my celebrity to create a little more awareness for the project in hopes that... that people will notice it and want to contribute, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, saving one child at a time is really all we can do.
Exactly.
And it's really not that difficult. So, you know, we put together a little bit of money and we bring ourselves a child and we save a life.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, what better way to teach children, you know, the value of life and compassion, you know, than to get them involved in, you know, in a project like the Gabriel Project.
Exactly. Well, just so everybody knows that the link to the Gabriel Project as well as Kamar's official website will be on stardishradio.com. And there is an upcoming fundraiser for the Gabriel Project on Sunday, September 14th. They will be holding auditions for Fiddler on the Roof at 7 p.m. at the auditorium of Veterans Memorial School in Vineland, New Jersey. So check out the links after the show and see if there's something else that you can do to help besides to all the listeners. So check it out. It's really a fantastic charity. So definitely props to that. Let me also say for my South Florida listeners, which I know you're all out there, Kamar is going to be in Hialeah on October 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter. So you'll have to check him out there also here in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Weston, Spring.
And Joanne, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to inform you guys that I have to cancel my appearance in Chicago. So for those of you...
Oh, Kamar, I was just about to mention that, man. you were scheduled to come on September 13th at Jamie's up in Vernon Hills, Illinois.
That's right. That's right.
Now you're canceled.
And unfortunately, it had to be canceled. We didn't do the numbers that we were hoping, and we didn't get the turnout that we were hoping. And you know, it's been a tough year for everybody, and you know, there's a lot of events going on, and so you know, I completely understand. So I decided to pull the plug on this one and maybe postpone it for later in the year.
Okay.
Well, I know your fans in Chicago will understand. Come on.
Yes, they will. Absolutely. Well, I got some fans down in Florida that are excited to play here. So, just look
here in the summer. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going to Hialeah. That'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So we're gonna head over to take some calls.
Yeah, you ready, Kamar?
Yeah, I'm ready.
815-815, you're on the phone with Kamar.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, what's happening?
Nothing much.
You having a good night? Where are you calling me from?
Illinois.
Oh,
we're
cool.
In Illinois.
Yeah, and I live in a small town about 2 hours south of Chicago.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, land of Obama.
Oh, well, first of all, I want to say I think you're extremely talented and amazing.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And I think you're so amazingly gorgeous. And I just wanted to ask, what has been, like, your, like, favorite storyline you've worked on One Life to Live?
You know, I to this day, I say the same thing every time I'm asked that question. My favorite story was always the very first story I was involved in, when Antonio first came onto the canvas, and that was, you know, back in 1995, and you know, where he was in jail and in prison, and he comes out to help weed out a rogue cop who's selling illegal guns to the gangs in Angel Square. And I gotta say that was probably my favorite, hands down.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for watching and your continued support.
Okay, thank you. I love you.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Bye.
So Linda in the chat room is saying that she's going to be bringing you some Legos when you come to Hialeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, that was good. Linda's my friend. That's the one that I was with when you met her, when we met in Miami. So, so she's going to be bringing you some food. So let's move over here to area code 281. You're on the phone with Kamar.
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Tony. Hi, Kamar. My name is Veronica Robles from Houston, Texas. How are you?
Hey, Veronica.
I'm good. What's your name, Veronica?
Yes, Veronica Robles.
Oh, cool. Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to tell you, you're my favorite actor on One Life to Live. I love your character. You're my favorite character on the show. I love the pairing of Antonio and Taylor. It's just, you guys are so awesome on the show, and you guys rock.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're having a lot of fun, you know, every day being able to come out and tell the story for you guys, you know, and I'm just glad that you guys, that you're enjoying it.
And it's just Antonio and Taylor are my favorite couple. I have two questions. So, what are your upcoming projects that we are looking forward to see that you're going to be in?
Well, you know, right now I really don't have anything in the horizon here. I do have though coming out in early October, and it will be formally announced in Soap Opera Digest late in September. The first ever Kamar calendar.
Oh wow!
Oh, okay.
Oh my God!
We took some. We had a lot of fun shooting some pictures all natural, all over New York City, and I think you guys are gonna enjoy them. So keep an eye out for that, and it should be, like I said, it'll be formally announced in Soap Opera Digest, and
and you'll get all the information in Soap Opera Digest where to go to purchase it.
Oh, wow, I'm going to buy that for my birthday. Oh, thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome.
And also, what's coming up for your character? What's in store? Do you know what's
Well, you know, Talia and Antonio are going to come back to are coming back to Landview, and they're going to be reinstated to the police force.
Uh-huh.
And shortly after that, they will be met with the trials and tribulations, the pressures of having to work together. I believe Antonio is going to be promoted, and and that's going to add to the pressure of having to work alongside his loved one. Which I'm sure most of you know is not always the easiest thing.
Oh, wow, I can't wait. Congratulations.
Yeah, so it should be fun, but as far as story is concerned, we're still waiting to hear. Hopefully early September we'll have a better handle on the actual story that they're developing for Antonio and Talia.
Oh, wow, I can't wait. And I just wanted to tell you congratulations on winning the ALMA.
I'm so happy,
and I can't wait. And
thanks, Veronica.
My mom loves you.
Oh, well, tell her I love her, too, and thanks for watching.
No problem. You have a good night.
All right, darling. You, too.
Bye.
Bye, Veronica.
Good night.
Bye,
Veronica.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So Kamar, tell me, when you first had to switch from working with Brie and you started getting involved with the character Talia, how was your transition going from working with Brie for so, so long to working with Beth Ann? You two really do have amazing chemistry.
Well, first of all, let me say this. Working with Brie was, truly a pleasure. And she's the consummate professional and obviously easy on the eyes and just really cool, just a really, really cool person. And I love her to death. And I miss working with her. But on the flip side of that, I got Beth Ann Bonner, and Beth Ann Bonner is obviously also very easy on the eyes. just a beautiful girl who I have grown to love in a very short period of time. She and I have become very, very close, and she's a dear friend of mine. And as professionals, I enjoy working opposite her. She's a wonderful actor, and I would, looking at her work, you would never know that this is her first daytime gig. I mean, she's just really, she really brings it to the table every single day, and so I just really appreciate having her and feel so grateful to have worked alongside two beautiful, wonderful, excellent actors.
Great. Yeah, Beth Ann, it's amazing that Beth Ann came straight from I Want to Be a Soap Star, and she didn't even win the competition. I thought that was really incredible how she ended up there. It's a great story.
Yeah, she kicks ass. I love her.
Yeah.
She's a true winner as far as I'm concerned. She was the true winner.
Not to me. Yeah, I mean, she's just so cool. I mean, she's so cool. I love them both. I love them both. Hey,
speaking
of which, Kamar.
Let me ask you another question. Tell me something about Kamar that we would never expect to know.
Oh, I've been asked that question before, and I'm such an open book. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and which is good and bad. I wear it on my sleeve to a fault. Sometimes I don't think there's much that you guys don't know about me. I mean, I'm an extremely sensitive and passionate human being who cares a lot for others, and I'm a lot and cares about my work and where I work and the people I work with, I just wake up every single day and give thanks for the opportunity that I've been given. And that's pretty much who I am in a nutshell. And you know, if you guys have anything specific,
let me ask you this. What's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
Wow. Loud people. Loud, obnoxious, and inconsiderate people.
Like those people that talk on the cell phone while you're trying to eat dinner. And
what up, bump?
No, you know, people who are, you know, just like are trying to talk above other people and just don't take other people's feelings and or into consideration. You know?
I can totally agree with you on that one. Okay, let's see. And we're going to move over here to area code 954. Miss Linda, you're on the phone with Kamar.
Well, hello. I'm so excited. How's everybody doing?
Hey, what's going on, Linda?
Hey, Kamar. I'm going to bring you those pastelitos when I see you in Hialeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Awesome.
Oh,
yeah. I love my people.
I know. We stick together. We love our food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so here's just a little bit of a trivia question for all of us. What is, like, your favorite song right now? Like, if it comes on the radio, you just, like, you know, stop and, like, start dancing. What is it?
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, I love Will.i.am.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, the artist
yeah, yeah.
Will.i.am, and I really just love all his music, you know, and I love, he's so creative, and lyrically he's just he's brilliant, and
yeah.
you know, so I can't pick out a specific song, but he's the guy I listen to most right now. I think between him and Nas, those are my guys.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's definitely good. Feel good music. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But you
well,
know,
I listen to such
an array of music. You know, I listen from everything, from you know hip hop to you know, I also love, you know, Calle 13, you know, from Puerto Rico, and I, you know, I love Jarabe de Palo, you know, another Spanish
yeah.
rock band, you know, and
yeah.
and so I mean, there's I put my iPhone on shuffle and I just enjoy everything I have on there, so it's hard to pick up just you know one favorite song.
Right. Well, that's good.
And not only that, but I'm just dancing in life. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Well, you definitely sound like you're a very happy person, and you know what? Life is too short, and it's like what you make of it is what it is. So
I try to be.
Absolutely.
I think it's the healthiest way to live life, right?
I agree. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we've all been looking forward to having you on the show. And
thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
I can't wait to have a pastelito.
All right. I'll see you. Take care,
okay.
Kamar. Good night. Bye, Joanne.
Right,
bye, Tony.
See you later,
bye.
Linda.
Bye, Linda. Take care.
Oh, that's my best friend. I miss her so
right
much.
On. Cool.
Kamar, I moved from Florida to Buffalo, you know, so I haven't seen Linda since July.
Oh, wow.
But we will be seeing each other in November when we get together for our Super Soap Weekend.
Cool. Hello?
Come on, are you coming to Super Soap this year?
I hope so. I don't think they've sent out the invitations yet, but if I'm invited, I'll be there.
Okay, wonderful.
You'll be there, Kamar. Trust me, you will
absolutely.
Be there.
Absolutely. Hey, that's so true. We have a question from the chat room. Zach would like to know how you injured your arm last year on the set.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh man, you know, I did it while doing a stunt at ABC during a scene, and basically I was you know, it was, I did a couple stunts, and while doing those couple stunts, it was, one was jumping out of a car and having to hang my one arm from the car, and another was jumping over a bar and tackling a guy. And in that, the first time I injured my shoulder, and then the second time I exacerbated the area and made it worse. So basically my shoulder ended up imploding, and I tore a bicep tendon, a rotator cuff, and my labrum, and then on one side, and then I tore a bicep tendon, a partial bicep tendon tear on the other side, and five cervical herniations. So,
wow.
It was painful, but it's been a long year in recovery.
Right.
But I am finally feeling like myself again.
Wow.
And I'd like to say I appreciate all the support from all my fans. It was great.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. When you were off the canvas for that short period of time, people were so mad. I mean, they understood why you weren't there, but they weren't happy, I should say.
Yeah.
They didn't feel that your replacement fit your shoes. So.
Well, you know.
Shoes to fill, Kamar. Very big shoes to fill. You know that.
Well, and I think Robert is a dear friend of mine. He's a wonderful actor, and considering given what he was given and the time he was given to work on it, I think he did an amazing job. You know, with what he had to work with, he was thrown into the fire or thrown to the wolves, however you want to how to say it. You know, it was a big moment in Antonio's life, and. So, you know, it was tough what he had to do, and I think he did an amazing job.
Well, I agree, and but you know how soap fans are. You know, once they get locked in on you, they're like pit bulls. They don't let go.
Nope.
You got to definitely pry them away from you in order to separate. Speaking of soap fans, what has been your craziest fan encounter? A fan of yours that just caught you off guard or did something crazy?
You know, I have the coolest fans. You know, I always hear these like crazy stories from people, like, you know, fan encounters. And, you know, I just recently heard the Andrea Evans story
and what she
went through and all that stuff. And, you know, I've never had an encounter like that. Never. I've never had a bad fan encounter, and I could, you know, sit here and honestly say that. My fans are without a doubt the coolest people in the world.
Well, that's great.
I wish I could come up like with a, you know, really, you know, horrific story for you guys to, like, you know, sensationalize the whole thing, but I don't have one.
Hey, Kamar, you're just speaking the truth, brother. That's all I got to say. You're just speaking the truth.
Right. Well, let me ask you, have you ever yourself been starstruck by someone?
Have I been starstruck?
Yes.
You know, I'm not starstruck by actors.
Mm-hmm.
By other actors. But I am starstruck by athletes.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I just, I think athletes in general are just amazing, you know. Their physical and mental and, what they put their bodies through and their minds through to achieve greatness is incredible to me. And I am just always in awe of their abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if anyone... If I'm starstruck by anyone, it's them.
Well, who's one in particular, Kamar, you are more starstruck about?
Yeah, well, you know, say what you want about him, but, I've stood next to him and went in a, you know, Roger Clemens was incredible. You know, I was just, didn't know what to say. You know, the same thing with athletes like, you know, Alex Rodriguez and and I mean every single one of these guys that, you know, plays professional is there for a reason, you know, because they're great at what they do, and they're at a completely different level than any of us regular people can comprehend. I mean, it's just incredible what they do every single night, you know, to get to that, you know, like a Tiger Woods is just unbelievable what he's capable of doing, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To stay focused, you know, and it's just, like I said, I'm just in awe of what they're capable of, what their abilities are.
Is baseball your favorite sport?
But baseball, without a doubt, is my favorite sport. And then I'd have to say a close second is golf.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just recently picked up the game of golf and fell in love with it. Never thought I would. If you would have asked me a year ago, golf, I would have said, are you friggin' kidding me? There's no way I'm playing that friggin' game. But I just recently picked it up this summer, and I can't get enough of it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, we have someone in the chat room who's asking, what kind of gifts have fans given you?
What kind of what?
Gifts, presents.
Oh, what kind of gifts? Oh, man, you know, they give me everything from wonderful scrapbooks that they put together themselves, which really mean a lot to me because I know they spend time doing it, to cigars and cigar holders and cutters and teddy bears and a lot of Yankee stuff, you know, because
right.
They know I'm a big baseball fan, and so that's always cool. And I just recently got just a bunch of beautiful, beautiful flowers from as a congratulation, you know, congratulatory gift for the Almas. And so just a bunch of different fun stuff. Cool.
We're also Linda's asking, did you watch the Olympics?
Oh yeah, of course. I watched it every single night. Mm-hmm. Everything from gymnastics to the swimming to track and field, I watched it all. I couldn't get enough of it.
So obviously you were in awe about Michael Phelps' incredible 8 gold medals he had.
Oh yeah, I mean, geez, the guy's just phenomenal. I mean, he's from another world.
He's the Michael Jordan
of
swimming.
He is. I didn't realize. My father actually was telling me today they were doing this thing, a piece on him on the news, about how he's double jointed in his hands and parts of his elbows and his feet, how they flip like flippers, and that's how he swims as well as he does.
Yeah, yeah. He's a swimming machine.
Absolutely. All
yeah.
right. Well, let's go over here to area code 931. Who's on the phone?
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Kamar. This is Janet Kay from Tennessee.
Hi.
Hey, Janet Kay. What's happening?
Not much. How are you? Congratulations on your Alma.
Thank you very much. What part of Tennessee are you from?
I'm right outside of Nashville.
Right outside of Nashville. All right. Are you anywhere near Smyrna?
No.
Okay. My son's mother is from my son's grandparents live in Smyrna.
Is she still there?
I have one question.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Janet. Go ahead.
Okay. If you could change one thing about Antonio, what would it be?
Well, you know, I can't. Oh, you know, I'd love to answer that question in a way that I think that I think you want me to answer that question, but I gotta answer it on a little more of a diplomatic level, and that is, you know, I'm the actor, and at the end of the day, I don't write Antonio. I just portray Antonio, and I try to do it to the best of my ability, and given what I'm given. And so when it comes to changing Antonio, that's really up to the writers. That's my answer.
Very PC of you.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know. I can't hear her. Linda, are you still there? Who?
Janet?
Janet.
Hello?
She's in the chat room. I don't hear her. I think we lost her.
Yeah,
I don't hear her anymore. Her call dropped. Yeah, her call dropped. Okay, let's move on to area code 585. Sorry, Janet. 585, you're on the phone with Kumar. Who's speaking?
Hi, Antonio. Yeah, okay, Kumar.
Yes.
This is Ruth from Rochester, New York.
Hey, Ruth. What's happening? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
For you. Oh, you're
all
very
right, cool.
Welcome, and thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
I would like to ask you
what's
if
that?
You could play another character
uh-huh.
on One Life to Live,
mm-hmm.
who would it be and why?
I'm good, how are you? I've always felt like, I think Todd is a really interesting character. And you know, obviously Trevor plays him brilliantly and as well as Roger Haworth. But I've always found that character interesting, not to mention that he works a hell of a lot more than I do. That would be a good reason to play that character.
Well, he is amazing, but so are you.
Well,
I
appreciate that.
I'm chatting with Jan online, and she apologizes and said that her phone went dead, but she said to say hello to you, and she's very sorry.
With who?
Jan, she was just on the phone with you.
Oh yeah, okay. With Janet, okay, yeah. Tell her that I'm sorry that her phone died, and it was nice talking to her for even a brief moment.
Yeah, her and I write into you all the time.
Oh well, thank you so much. I recognize the Janet K.
Yeah, and you know I write in for you as well, and you know
awesome.
She's so sorry. But you do a fantastic job, and we love you on the show, and we hope to have you get more airtime.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope so too. You know, I really enjoy being there, and I enjoy being a part of the One Life to Live family, and I especially just love going out and giving you guys something that you could watch on a daily basis and enjoy.
Well,
so that's what makes it the most fun. So.
Well, you absolutely give us everything in return that we expect and then some.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And it was such a pleasure to speak to you.
Same here.
Okay. Thank you for being with us and giving us time.
All right, darling. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much, and you too.
Night, Rose.
Good
night.
Take care, Rose.
Good night, Joanne. Good night, Tony.
Okay.
Good night.
So let me ask you a question. I had Forbes March on the phone the other day, and I asked him this question also.
Yeah.
Who is your most famous neighbor?
My most famous neighbor?
Huh?
Cassie DePaiva.
No kidding.
Okay. Okay.
She doesn't live too far from me. She's probably the closest person next to me that I know that is a celebrity.
I moved
as far away from celebrities as I possibly can get.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No. I'm joking.
Do you want to, I just lost my train of thought, sorry. I heard somebody say earlier Chicago was Obama land. Are you an Obama supporter?
I am an Obama supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
He's,
Yes, he's from this area, and we are very proud of him in Chicago. Because,
well, you know, I don't...
what he's done.
Go ahead.
I say we are very proud of him in Chicago because he's a guy who grew up here on the South Side, and his roots took him through from here, and he went down to be the state senator of Illinois, and now he's about this close away from being president. I mean, what a historic night with that sort of time would that be, like the first American president? It would be so good.
I didn't hear the second part of that just because you cut out a little bit.
Oh, sorry about that. I said, I said to myself today, wouldn't it be great that he becomes the first ever African-American president of the United States?
Yeah, I mean, you know, without a doubt. I mean, you know, that's no question. You know, it would just be great if he became president and that we were all just colorblind.
That's
yeah,
right.
Wouldn't it?
You know, you know, everyone's. I normally don't talk politics when it comes to what we do because I just don't feel like I'm as informed as I should be to talk about politics. But I am a staunch supporter of Barack Obama for my reasons, and I'm sure everybody has their own reasons why they support whoever they support, and that's where I stand. And I hope that that he becomes. The next president of the United States.
The most important thing is to make sure everybody just go out and vote November 4th, no matter
exactly.
who you support. Simple
so
as that.
True.
Vote.
So
that's
true.
Right.
Anyhow, Kamar, sweetheart, we're getting down to the wire. 3 minutes left.
Okay, cool.
I am so glad that you got to call in and we finally got to make this work. Don't forget, everyone, go visit Kamar and Hialeah down in South Florida.
Yeah,
check out the Gabriel Project. The link will be up. And also for Kamar's official website, he's got that fabulous K Lounge in there you must check out.
Yeah.
Some
don't forget the Kamar calendar coming up in October.
That's right. The Kamar calendar.
Ladies,
will be,
we swoon over that.
Oh, yeah. Announced in Soap Opera Digest in October. So he's got a lot of things going on. And you know very well, everyone, that he will be at Super Soap this year. So look
you can
forward
book it.
To that.
You can
Absolutely.
Book that, Joanne.
Well, yeah, and you guys, you know, I just want to say that, you know, I'm extremely grateful for all of you and for your continued support and continue writing in, continue, making your voices heard. It's important, and it doesn't go unnoticed.
Exactly. Before I let you go, sweetheart, would you mind doing a promo for me?
Sure.
So, you know,
sure.
Hi, this is Kamar De Los Reyes, and you're on Stardust Radio. You can
start Absolutely.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Kamar De Los Reyes from One Life to Live, and you're on Stardust Radio.
Wonderful. Well, Kamar, I really appreciate it, like I said again, and when things start turning around for your storyline, definitely want you back. And I'm going to put all of your appearances up on stardishradio.com with your links.
Awesome.
And best of luck to you, and I can't wait to see you in November.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care.
Everybody saying goodbye. All right, take care.
Take care.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
everyone. Okay, everybody. Come on. Thank you to him. Don't forget, Monday is 6-month anniversary to Stardust Radio, and we will have a very special All My Children guest. I almost don't want to tell you because I want you to go to the website to check it out, but it's Michael Knight from All My Children. But you still have to go to StardishRadio.com and sign up for those email news alerts because pretty soon that's the only way you're going to know who's going to be on the show.
Right.
So get over to StardishRadio.com and sign up for those alerts. I think that's it, Tony.
Yeah, that's just about. Yeah, I believe that is. So.
Sure everybody's back on Monday.
Okay, so everybody have a happy Labor Day weekend and
safe.
Be safe. Be safe out there, and for you guys down on the Gulf Coast, be safe down there.
Absolutely, be safe, everybody. Good night. We'll talk
Take care.
You later.
God bless.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardust Radio. This is Ethan Raines, and you are tuned in to Stardish Radio.